Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Dickerson Crowley from Ireland. Nicholas Harry Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Crowley, did Jalen Ramsey, did he fake that whenever he returned that touchdown that wasn't a touchdown? Was he faking hurting his hamstring, or did he actually kind of snag it right there? And then ultimately, he's going to be out possibly for several games now. He tried to go back in the game after he maybe heard it the second time, but now he's going to be out for several games. Do you think he was faking that and did the gritty, or do you think that he actually snagged something?
I think he was faking it, and then it looked exactly the same whenever he did it later. I mean, right. I hate to laugh, but you don't want to miss. You don't want to be without Jalen Ramsey, and certainly you don't want that happening to the guy himself. But yeah, it looked exactly the same the way he pulled up. So great acting career potentially in the future for Jalen Ramsey. I guess Dulac has reported that he could miss multiple weeks,
yeah,
which would be a devastating blow. And not just because he wouldn't be out there, but for what you had brought up earlier, man, like you finally got Deshaun Elliott back and then it seemed like things sort of calmed down, quieted down on the back end. Well, you take Jalen Ramsey out of the equation, and when he comes back, you're going to be two games behind or wherever you would have been on the learning curve. So I think that's a big loss, not just in him not being out there, but in them getting ultimately to where they want to get as a defense on the back end.
Well, you're probably going to get Joey Porter Jr. back from his hamstring injury during the bye week. But another significant injury is Calvin Austin, and he was in a sling. I think he hurt his shoulder. He, per Jerry Dulac, could be out several weeks. What do they do there, and where is Roman Wilson? Where, you know, I saw Roman Wilson one time. Maybe he was in a couple plays. I'm not sure, but I saw him one time just standing there on the sidelines. That's it. That's the only time I saw him. Where has he been? What should the Steelers do? Should they be shopping?
Yeah.
Should they be shopping for a receiver now that Calvin Austin is probably going to be out?
Yes. And here's why. And this is something we'll get into a little bit later, the division element of this, but I think it's pertinent to this conversation. You got a damn good shot to win the division. You do.
Yep.
I didn't think last week. I think they got a really good shot now. And if you're talking about getting a home playoff game, the difference between doing that and not doing that could be your lack of depth at that wide receiver position. Because I'm concerned now without Calvin Austin. I'm really concerned. My God, knock on wood, lucky rabbit's foot, grab a rosary here in Ireland. You lose DK Metcalf. And you are in a very bad place unless you get some depth, whether that's Olave, who they checked in on the offseason, or whomever might shake free as a potential trade target. When you have an opportunity to win a division and get a home playoff game with the Ravens stumbling, with Lamar being hurt, I think you got to do everything you can to position yourself. And that means, yeah, they should go out there and get a wide receiver. And they should get one early because we saw it takes a little bit of time to get those guys into the fold a little bit.
Did you hear anything on Jalen Warren whenever you were out there? Like what happened? Was it from the game but with his knee injury whenever he popped up on the injury report? I saw him wearing like a knee sleeve and practice before they left, and I was like, okay, like he's just trying to get some swelling down, probably a little hit and banged up from the game, but I didn't think it was going to be as significant as it ended up being of him being inactive for the football game. Did you hear anything whenever you're out there of like what happened to Jaylen Warren before the game?
No, I had heard he was questionable, but that he had been working through it. And it was my assumption too, man, that he was going to be probably on a little bit of a snap count and not play maybe as much as they would have liked him to play, and that it would be a Kenneth Gainwell game. But it was a surprise to me. Maybe it's one of those things where because you got the bye week coming up, he could have gone off him or something like that. But you know, you have an extra week off. Maybe you give him 2 weeks to rest. I hope that's the case, because like we talked about earlier, like Kenneth Gainwell, good player. Caleb Johnson had a little bit of a contribution, but none of these guys have shouldered the load. And so you need to make sure that he's 100% healthy or as close to it whenever he gets back.
So it's significant, too, for Calvin Austin being hurt. It's not just his receiving ability and being that number two wide receiver this year. He's been banged up a couple times, obviously during training camp, missed all of training camp. But as a returner, too, as a punt returner, who's going to be that next guy? Like that's why that his injury, I think, is a little bit more significant than I think people think, is because the special teams element of it, of even just trusting somebody back there. I know he doesn't get, you know, crazy return yards. He can bust one at the punt return position. But who's going to be that next guy up that is going to field punts? And that's not an easy job to do. So his injury is way more significant, I think, than people think.
Yeah, that's a bummer, because he's been a sometimes explosive, but he's definitely been a steadying force back there. I mean, where he's going to catch the ball, he's going to do the right things. He's not going to make a mistake like Caleb Johnson did a couple of weeks ago, which, by the way, if he doesn't, maybe the Steelers are sitting here at 4-0, right. But hey, spilled milk, things of that nature. Yeah, you're right about that. And I had thought, like you brought up at the very beginning of this segment, I had thought that Roman Wilson was going to be a factor. He has been as big a non-factor as you could possibly have. He has done next to nothing for the Steelers this year, and he's going to be the next man up, but doesn't give me a ton of confidence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.